So here we go. First delivery. Is this Ollie Robinson? I think it is.
It is, yeah.
And Carby plays. Oh, no, he played and actually gets an edge. And it's gone through to keeper Craig Cachopa. And Carby has gone first ball. I thought he played inside the line, Michael Carby. It was one of those where you think, oh, he just pulled the bat inside the line. But actually, it's clipped the outside edge. And Carby goes first ball. And Hampshire 0-1. Dunham's drives through extra cover. I think that's gone. It's not timed, but I think it's timed well enough for the short boundary side. Yes, it is. And it's gone for 4, 37-1.
It'll be a good fit for Sussex. Comes in, bowls, and that's pulled away for four runs. One, two bounces, and then rolls to the far boundary over deep mid-wicket. And that's an excellent shot by Adam Wheater. It was short. It was probably asking for it, but it was very well put away.
Wheater drives through mid-on. There's going to be four. Nice straight shot from the bat of Wheater. He's found the gap this time. Moves on to 17, 46-1. Here's Mills bowls, and Adams flicks it in the air. And he's caught at square leg. Has it just carried? I think it has. Adams has to go. Just flicked that away. Didn't quite get hold of it. And George Bailey takes the catch there at square leg. And Adams goes for 34. It's 56-2. Vince drives. Oh, lovely shot. Straight. And that may just go all the way as well. He just leant into that. Love that shot. Here's Mills and bowls again. And Wheater hits that in the air over extra cover. It's going to be four runs. Just went through with the line with the shot there, Wheater. He is a dangerous customer, this boy. Wheater goes over the top of mid-off. And that's gone for four runs up towards the northern side of the ground.
And Wheater smashes it to cover, and cover catches it. Well, there we are.
As we said, you know, he didn't move his feet on the offside. He tried to hit the ball again, trying to drive it up in the air, caught extra cover. Yep. Just didn't get across to the ball to keep it down.
Gatting, who's on 14, Vince is on 51. Hampshire won the toss. They're batting 148-3 as in comes Thomas and bowls to Vince, who drives that well stopped by a diving Joyce. Is that
oh,
at
dear
he's
me.
Got run out.
Here's Luke Wells again from that northern end with his leg spin. That's pulled away. A little bit short there. And it's gone through mid-wicket. And Vince picks up another boundary. He moves on to 84. 204-4. Vince rocks back and cuts that through extra cover. It's going to be four more. Vince races on to 92 now. Driven wide of mid-off by Dawson using his feet. Lovely shot. And with that boundary, he now moves on to 29. It's 232-4. That's Nash bowls, and he's yorked and he's bowled. Vince goes. He just started to use his feet, realised it was full, and then he just tried to work it out on the offside, and the ball went underneath the bottom of the bat, and the base of the off stump is knocked back. And Vince goes for 103. It's 233-5.
So Luke Wells again over the wicket, and that one has been cracked, and he's out. Oh, that's straight down mid-wicket's throat, and that's a first wicket, in fact, for Luke Wells. And it's 265-6.
Thomas bowls. There's a slow ball bouncer, but it's pulled away by Wood. Now he's found the gap behind square on the left side. Four runs. The big boundary, but Wood hit it nicely. Got it between the two fielders. So we've had 46 overs, so four overs left. Here's Liddle with his left arm round, bowls. And Dawson whacks that over mid-wicket. Picked that up nicely, and that's six. Whoa, it was in the slot. Don't often see Liam Dawson play those sort of shots. There's a great shot. Liam Dawson over mid-on, and that's six. Where are these shots coming from?
In comes Liddle, bowls this one. Wood is getting that away on the leg side for four runs. Beautifully played. He had a stretch for that one and just flicked it round on the leg side. And there is a deep mid-wicket out there, but he couldn't get across the square leg to stop that one. Four more then to Wood. He goes up now to 27.
Here's Thomas Bowles. It's a length ball which is hoiked away on the leg side, and it's one bounce for four over the fielder. Good shot, Chris Wood. Fielder just in too close there. Here's Thomas, whose direction has been pretty much spot on. That's a low full toss, worked out towards deep mid-wicket. There'll only be a single there. Oh, he was turning it and going, Wood. But Dawson rather sensibly says, no, we'll keep it to a single off that last delivery. And that is the 50 overs up for Hampshire, who won the toss and elected to bat. It looks a good decision at the moment because they finish 343-6.
Yasser comes in and bowls, and that one, big swing across the line, gone! Chris Nash has gone LBW to his former Sussex teammate, Yasser Arafat. And that is a big, big blow for Hampshire. Sussex are 8-1 in the second over.
Down the wicket and hit that over mid-off. Good shot there from Machin. Got right to the pitch of the ball. and hit it hard through that area. Makes you move on to 26. That's a 50 up for Sussex, 51 for one.
Yet again, and here he goes, and that's even further. That's 12. That's gone over mid-wicket and down towards the tennis club, I think, possibly even on its way to Southampton and the motorway. Danny Briggs bowls, he's down again, he's heaved that up into the air. There's a man underneath it, watching it sail away over his head for six. Three sixes in the over, 72 for one, and... Luke Wright on the charge.
Oh, Wright goes over the top. That's big, is it? Not quite. It is. It's still four, but it's two bounces for four. Luke Wright picking that ball up nicely. He moves on to 46, 93 for one. Here we are then with his leg spin. That's pulled away by Luke Wright, hard through mid-wicket. I think that's going for four. Here,
Luke
Wright. Yeah, he's gone. Oh, Luke Wright. Low full toss there from Liam Dawson, and he's hit it straight down deep mid on throw. Is that Mason Crane? As Majin comes down the wicket and hits it high over Joe Gatting, and that's six runs over deep mid on. Comes in now, and Majin comes down the wicket and hits it in the air, but it's just short of Joe Gatting. Oh, it goes through his legs, and it's four.
Wood comes in, and that one is
out.
Caught
behind.
Caught of the wicket. Well, that is a terrific catch. And it's the end of George Bailey, the Australian international. It's just the wicket that Hampshire wanted. So brilliant stuff from Adam Wheater. This one's hit hard down the ground by Matt Machin, and that will go for four. That's a super shot. This one is slammed down the ground, and he's out. Yes, he is out, and Mason Crane has got another wicket. And that is Matt Machin out for 93. Right arm leg break bowler, and that one's hit away on the leg side. It's gone up in the air. It should be caught. Fielder underneath. It is. And that is the end of Craig Kachopa for just two. Liam Dawson, slow left arm round the wicket. And this one is driven down the ground. And has that gone all the way for six? I think it has. Yes, it has. And Wells is at it again. And this time he's caught. There we are, hits a six, the next one straight down the throat of Long On, and Luke Wells departs, and he is out for 10. In comes Dawson, bowls, Ollie Robinson goes a big, big swing, and he's bowled. Well, that's probably a good night now, with the seventh wicket going. It's the end of Ollie Robinson, and Sussex, as I say, still need 101 runs to win. They just have three wickets left.
Now there's a drive there from Joyce, which is split mid on and mid off, and that's going to be four runs along the ground. 255 for seven, then start of the 41st over, being bowled by Liam Dawson, and Thomas just pushes that. Oh, there's a shout for LBW. It's hit by the pad first before the bat, and that to me was a little bit high, but anyway, Thomas goes. He's gone for one, and it's 255 for eight now. That's right, now that's close. Yes, I thought it would be. That is LBW. And Ed Joyce was trying to sweep that away on the leg side, but it's too straight. And I have to say, even on this poor angle, the minute he got hit on the front pad, I thought that had to be out and he'd gone. Now he's tried a big shot and he's going to be caught at mid-off, is he? Yes, there it is. That's the end of the game then. Sussex bowled out for 256. Hampshire have won this game by 87 runs. With Timal Mills, the last wicket, and would you believe, Liam Dawson has picked up 6 for 47 to add to his 73 not out in the first innings. I wonder who's the man of the match.